We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Deuce Staley's new head coach, and that is Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions. We're back, Marks and Reese. Deuce Staley had requested that the Eagles release him from his contract. They said yes, so Deuce, it was announced today, will be heading up to Detroit to be in a similar role with the Lions, Ike, running backs coach and assistant head coach. So, you know, I'm very happy for Deuce.
Me too. Hell, if I'm ever in Detroit, I can go to a game.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess that's a positive.
I've never been to Ford
Field. If I ever need tickets, yeah, I can go. I got somebody I can call.
Yeah, you got family up that way, you know.
Yeah,
that's good. Seriously, like, so we knew that Deuce was disappointed that he didn't get the head coaching job. I think a lot of Eagles fans were disappointed that he didn't get the job. And I think he made the right decision, assuming that the Eagles did want him back. That he said, you know what, like, it's just time for me to leave. Right, like, if it's not going to happen here, and it's pretty clear that at this point he wasn't going to get where he wanted to go, then maybe it's good for him to go outside of the Eagles organization and get a job elsewhere and build that resume up. And who knows what happens? So happy, I'm happy, and I think all Eagles fans are happy for him today, Ike.
Yeah. Deuce is an Eagle. He's an Eagle great. So,
yep.
Yeah, you always want to see him do well. It's unfortunate it didn't work out here, and you know. Hopefully he gets that shot to be a head coach.
Do you think that if it comes down the line, like in a couple years, there's another opening, do you think he would come back here? Like, would he be – is this to end that chapter of his life?
Oh, I'm sure it has. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? I don't think anybody's leaving on bad terms.
Right.
I mean, it's reported that he wanted to speak with Jeffrey Lurie before he just leaves because he wanted to thank him. For basically, you know, being a part of his life for two decades almost. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't think there's any bad blood there.
But to what you're saying, Jack, like right now it may not feel like it, but 3-4 years down the road, who knows how, you know, he might be hurt right now about some things and that stuff goes away.
And I don't believe there would be any animosity on Mr. Lurie's side. He is a guy that when you're one of his guys, you're one of his guys. That's how he is. That's how he is as an owner. So, you know, if Deuce ever needed a job and needed to be back here on the staff, I mean,
they would do their best.
I would imagine.
Now, like Jack, you even wrote up there that it feels like he was kind of pushed out the door. I mean, I know that people are disappointed. I'm disappointed that he didn't get the Eagles job. I would have loved to have seen it, but. Mm-hmm. Like when you hire a coach and then he wants to bring on his own staff, and I think on top of that, Deuce also realized like, nah, like I got to move on, right? Like, I didn't feel like he was pushed out the door. I feel like that they hired somebody over him for the head coaching job. I mean, I don't know. I don't look at the Eagles organization and be like, you did Deuce wrong. I don't feel like that at all. I don't know about other people. I don't know about you guys, but I don't feel like that they did him wrong. I just feel like they didn't give him the head coaching job, and that sucks.
Yeah, and that was wrong.
It was so they did him wrong, you're saying?
Well, no, that was wrong. He didn't get the head coaching job.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. It's disappointing for sure. All right, let's actually go to Lisa in Northeast Philly. Lisa, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. All right, first of all, Carson will never grow up, in my opinion. Hmm. And he needs to definitely go. And I do feel the Eagles organization did Deuce dirty.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they didn't give him they should have offered him the head coaching job. Okay, he had the players backing him up with that, and Lurie didn't care. Like, you know, I'm glad that Deuce got the job with Detroit, but no,
he's an Eagle. He should be here, Lisa. He's an Eagle.
Exactly. And I will still wear my Deuce Staley jersey proud.
Yep. Well, you should.
Me too.
You absolutely should. Because, thank you.
But, you know, well, I would love to go to an Eagles game with a sign that says, F you, Lori.
Oh, okay. God.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty strong.
Wow.
I am that.
All right, what's your problem? What would you say to him? If Jeffrey Lurie came up to you and said, Lisa, I heard you have something to say to me. You have a problem with me. What would you say to him? What is your problem with him?
That you didn't give Deuce a chance.
Oh, it's Deuce.
That, and I mean, you know, like somebody had mentioned, another caller mentioned last week about Lori saying something about hiring like minorities or something like that. Well, I'm sorry, Deuce, you know, I'm not trying to be sound anything, but Deuce was your perfect candidate there. You don't want to hear him out. You want a puppet to like, you know, move around and everything like that.
Puppet. All right. So the puppet stuff. All right.
So you know what? Deuce didn't want to do that, you know, like, and that's what they wanted, but you know, it is what it is, and they did them wrong.
You're mad, Lisa, thank you. You're a big Deuce Staley. Wear the jersey. You should continue to wear that jersey. Again, just going back into that, I
got like, my Deuce Staley jersey.
You wore that at the Super Bowl. Parade.
Yeah, right. Man, yes. Wore mine during the parade.
Yeah,
that's an actual Deuce Staley jersey too.
That's a game worn jersey,
that he
right?
Signed, yeah.
Oh man,
then I pulled out.
That's good work.
Yeah,
I don't want this to come off that I'm not in support of Deuce Staley, because I like Deuce Staley a lot. But I can't criticize Jeffrey Lurie if he decided the best person to run the franchise was somebody other than Deuce Staley. Right? Like, they didn't hire him. Absolutely. I can't rip Jeffrey Lurie because they didn't hire Deuce Staley. In time, we will find out whether that was a mistake or it wasn't a mistake. Mm-hmm. But he decided that the best thing for the Eagles was to hire somebody other than Deuce Staley, and I'm not going to rip him for that. I don't think criticizing Jeffrey Lurie for hiring who he felt was the best candidate for his team. I have to just say, okay, like you've had a pretty good track record in hiring coaches before. Like, all right, let's go do it. Right. In time, it may have been a mistake. It may not have been a mistake. We will find out. Let's go to John in Jersey. John, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't think you could get a diaper big enough for Carson Wentz. He really ought to keep his mouth shut. I mean, seriously, he's getting paid all that money, okay, and he talks like this. Really, the new style quarterback is a Jalen Hurts style. It's one that can smart decision-making, can throw on his back foot. You watch the college quarterbacks today. That's a lot of them are like that today. I think the quarterback position is changing.
How many of them were like that yesterday?
What's that?
How many of them were like that yesterday?
Oh, both of them.
What do you mean, both of them?
Kansas City and the Bills, those guys are terrific. Brady's the
only one. Whoa. Pat Mahomes is not a runner.
No, but when he does run, he's successful at it. He's smart. His decision-making is good. He's not running like he used to. But when he does run, he seems to move in the pocket more. He's not running isn't just running for that first down. Running is running around these guys in the pocket and making that throw. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he's mm-hmm. terrific at it. I mean, he's just
the best.
Watching him he's just flawless the way he moves like that.
Yeah,
he really is. Now Brady's the old school quarterback, mm-hmm. and he's more like Wentz. So the problem with Wentz is he holds the ball too long. He holds it too low. So his delivery, I mean, even the cornerbacks are seeing it coming. He's got an extra second or so they have to move on the receivers. Not fair to the receivers. You know what's the worst part about it is we're going to get rid of some more receivers, and we don't even know how good these guys are. I mean, you know, Artega Whiteside caught, what, 2-3 passes mm-hmm. that last game? You know, hey, he had a different quarterback in there.
Will
you know?
Be like, interesting, John, to
can't
see what they do with
Artega
the Whiteside.
Whiteside breakout season this year.
Can we all co-sign that? Jack, are you in?
Oh, couldn't be more out. Like, is he going to be on the team next year? Like, is that, I mean, really? He shouldn't be on the team next year.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know.
With a new coach coming in.
Another dynamite Howie draft.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if he is on the team next year, then it's a likelihood that Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith is not on the team next year.
Well, right. I mean, everyone saw JJ's last game. I mean, he looked like a monster out there.
Well, he did make some big plays this year, didn't he? He recovered that one fumble when he was blocking down the field. Remember that?
And the Eagles.
Yeah.
Miles Sanders fumble. See that?
Eagles were what, 0-5 when he was inactive? You gotta make
that's
sure
my favorite stat right
gotta
there.
Got to make sure he's active next year.
That's what
maybe
he does in the playoffs. So, but the wide receiver position in general will be interesting to see what they do, like if they do try to take – I mean, they just drafted a couple of receivers last year.
Dude, we've drafted 9 receivers in the last 3 years.
Is that right?
I'm not saying they've been good, but I'm just saying, man, we've been drafting receivers.
9 receivers?
I mean, think about it. We drafted Nelson. We drafted Josh Huff. We drafted Jordan Matthews. We drafted
– They've drafted receivers.
Shelton right? Gibson. We drafted Mac Hollins.
They drafted everybody.
Jalen Reagor, John Hightower.
Quez Watkins.
Quez Watkins. We found Greg Ward.
Nate Brown.
We found Travis Fulgham. I mean, like, my goodness.
You know, it's funny. I was looking through this a couple weeks ago, trying to do some research on Tom Brady's offense, and like, it was about McDaniels. And it's like, all right, like, who did he develop on these teams, right? So you're looking to see who they draft. Man, they drafted like 4 or 5 wide receivers over the course of like 6 or 7 years. They never drafted wide receivers in New England.
No, they drafted.
The Eagles draft everybody.
Yeah, they draft. Well, no, they drafted 9 bad ones, just like the Eagles drafted 9 bad ones.
Yeah, everyone they drafted.
Yeah, every last one. I think I saw a stat where it said all those receivers were out of the league except for N'Keal Harry.
And he's on his way to being out of the
league. Yeah, he's on his way to being out of the league.
First-round pick, yeah.
Yep.
It's bad. Let's go to our buddy Justin in Kearney's Point. Justin, go ahead.
How are you? Uh-oh.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's in South Philly. Steve, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, people?
Stevie.
What's up, Steve?
All right, so my thing is this. Quick question first, Ike. If you were on the Eagles in this past year, or say the past 2 years, and if all these reports about Carson acting the way he acts, if the bulk of it is true, which a lot of it seems to be true, who is it on the team that has enough cachet to actually pull him to the side and be like, "Dude, chill out," or whatever? Or is that something that would have to come from the office?
No, I would think his teammates, guys like Lane Johnson, Travis, Jason Kelsey. I was going to say Travis Kelsey.
I wish.
Wish we had Travis Kelsey, yeah. Not that I don't like Jason Kelsey, but I'd take Travis too. But Jason Kelsey, I would think. Jason Peters, if he gave a damn, like everybody says, he's the leader on the team. I wouldn't. Wouldn't
Jason
you think,
Peters, bless his heart.
Yeah, when you think Jason would be able to say something to him. And then I would even go to his good friend, who's also a captain on this team, Fletcher Cox. See, here's what I think the issue is. I just think he rubs some people the wrong way. I just do. I don't think his personality is probably not everybody's cup of tea. You got some guys on the team that are perfectly fine with him, that'll go to bat for him, that'll come and speak up on his behalf. You heard Fletcher say he's his best friend on the team. He had no problem coming out supporting him publicly, had no problem doing it. And then you got guys, and he also had guys like Jordan Matthews in his wedding, Trey Burton in his wedding. Like he's had teammates that he's close with, and then he's had those that I would imagine don't necessarily rock with him.
Right.
So if you don't have things in common, or he's a guy who doesn't know how to approach you per se, then you're probably not going to be as connected with him. And these guys today, man, I got to tell you, like, we were a lot closer. It's different with these dudes. I don't know.
Like, seems like it, right?
Man, I mean, listen, we had our we it's funny. Because I've always been one of those dudes that I could rock in either group, right? You know, I was the Bible thumper, right? I went to Bible study on Thursdays,
then
right?
Whatever happened to Egypt on Friday? That you were a Kathmandu on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know.
No, but see, that is totally your personality.
Yeah.
I think it's important for everybody to understand this. Not everybody is Ike. Not everybody is the guy
that can
get along with everybody in the cafeteria. Right.
Right.
Like, think back to your high school cafeteria. You had the people that would sit at their own table and they wouldn't talk to anybody else.
Not
you had
here.
People that got along with the athletes, with the people that were smoking pot, with the other people, right?
Yep.
And Carson's not that guy. Like, Carson seems to me like he's somewhat reserved.
He was mad Alshon ordered that expensive bottle of whatever he ordered. Alshon ordered like a 10,000 bottle of Hennessy or something.
Yeah, that's a bold move, though. That's a bold move by Alshon.
Yeah, where Carson didn't want to order a soda because it was like $5. Right?
Yeah.
So
you got Alshon and Deshaun out here ordering top shelf.
To what Ike is saying, that when the play isn't the play that we've seen him that we've seen out of Carson Wentz, and we
right.
at least we expect, then guys are like, well, you know what, screw him, because they don't necessarily
exactly
like you said, relatable.
Exactly, they're like, man, now look how he's playing.
Right. Look right? how he's playing. Yeah, look how he's He doesn't talk to us. And then when he's not playing well, I bet you he becomes even more of a
he's sorely
shell guy.
Yeah, you know that.
Yep. Which isn't good. So like I know from doing the show with Brandon for so many years, he talked about Carson this year after he benched him, and he was more or less like, listen, I'm not going to go over to him and do a lot of talking. I'm going to go over to him and say, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? I'm more or less trying to let him talk to me to get the stuff off the chest.
Yes.
So, I mean, not a lot of people are going to go up to Carson Wentz and say, yo, Carson, grow up. You're a baby.
Right.
Like shut up. That's not going to happen.
No.
No one's going to do that in this locker room, right? Like, at some point, it'd be great if a leader came up to him, and in a way that Carson is going to receive it, he would say, you know what? Like, he's right. Like, I got to stop feeling sorry for myself, and we got to make it happen.
You need somebody he respects, needs to pull him to the side. A guy like Fletcher. Like, that's who you need. Like, you would have the other leaders. Fletch, you need to holler at your guy, man.
Yes.
Like, you know, and you can talk to him. He'll listen to you. And that's the way I think you sort of get to that point of trying to reach him and pull him back into this thing. I thought, I got to be honest, I thought he had gone a long way in 2019 to mend a lot of those relationships and earn the trust of the guys in his locker room, right? And earn the trust of those players based on the way he closed out 2019. And then they go out and draft a quarterback in the second round.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? Like, so it's almost like, now it's like, okay, now that I'm winning back my locker room, what's the organization doing? Like, what are you guys doing?
It's still a puzzling and stupid move, no doubt about it.
And believe me, you know, John, listen, you guys know me. I've been here 20-plus years, and me as a player, this is something that would have rankled my feathers as a player if I was a teammate of his right now.
Yep.
You know, this – because I'm more or less in that camp as well. Like, all right, dude, eventually you need to move on with this. Everybody deals with – like, we all deal with this stuff all the time. You as a quarterback, because you're not used to it, you're in shock right now. But most players deal with this type of stuff on a year-to-year basis. Job security, taking pay cuts. Yeah, all that other stuff. Like, yeah, most players on the team have to deal with that. They have to deal with that on a yearly basis. You – because you're a quarterback, you're not responding to this very well. And this is why people look at quarterbacks the way that they do. And listen, my guy I love, Donovan, I bring up the Kevin Cobb thing, right? Like, yeah. He wasn't happy about that. And him and Fletcher Smith, they went and – is it Fletcher Smith? Yeah, Fletcher Smith, his agent. Man, they went and had a long conversation with the front office about that.
Yep. And he got a pity raise, right?
That was reported. Yeah, his contract got an adjustment.
Well, good for him.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen here. I mean, how much more do we have to give him?
Yeah, believe me, I don't think Wentz is getting a contract.
Lori would be like, hold on, you gotta give me more money. Yeah.
So, Ike, to your point, when the Eagles spent pretty big free agent money on Nate Wayne, they brought in a linebacker. I'm sure your reaction was like, WTF?
What? And I nearly had the strong enough leg to stand on that Wentz does.
Right.
But Ron Rivera, to his credit, and I'll never forget it. He sat there and listened, said, I know, you deserve a shot. I know. I hear you. And once I got it off my chest, it was like, all right, dude, I got to move on. Like, what am I going to do? So, you know, but – again, I'm different. You're talking about a backup player. You know, these quarterbacks have been coddled their whole life, man. They just have. They have.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, look at Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's getting out. And the Jets are going to give up 3-4 first-round draft picks to get him, too. So that's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark Schuler's. If you're looking to get engaged, maybe you need wedding bands after popping the question. Mark Schuler's should be your first and last stop online, mark-jewelers.com. And it's on what Mike Garofolo told Angelo and Company this morning. Carson Wentz still feels a bit off in his relationship with the entire organization. And it's not a given that he is coming back. There's still a lot of things that need to happen for Carson Wentz to want to come back to the Eagles. So does Carson Wentz have a legitimate gripe with the Eagles organization and how they've handled them? Yes or no? And right now it's about 54-46, a good amount of votes saying no. Yes and no. Yes, he deserves it. 46. No, he does not have a gripe. 54. I just will say this. Like, he needs to, when he does eventually get over it, if he's going to get over it, like, he needs to put it in the past, and he needs to focus on getting back to what we saw previously. All this other stuff, it's never going to work with him. It's mm-hmm. never going to work with him. He needs to stop feeling sorry for himself. He does. The last year sucked, Carson. It wasn't just you, but it was you at the same time. Like, there were a lot of things that went wrong last year. Accept it and move on. Accept it and move on. That's what he's got to do. And hopefully he gets there at some point, Ike.
Well, he will if the organization sort of – they got to extend that olive branch.
I wonder how much Nick Sirianni can –
like, this ain't the type of dude who gets over stuff, man. You just
got to
know
that
the personality of the player you're dealing with.
That's an issue then. If he's still going to be – if that's the case and he's –
Well, I mean, they just think he's just going to show up when he's supposed to report and they don't need to do anything on their end to make this better. Like, it's
no, the Eagles need to try to repair it just as much as Carson.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Let's go to Justin and Kearney's Point. Justin, you there? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Justin?
Not much. Sorry about that earlier.
You're right. All right, bro.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let me just say that. Ike, I'm looking forward to a new season of the Bronco Buck, and hopefully
okay.
That being said, this is where I'm at. It's irking me a little bit that everybody is just assuming that Carson is like the report that he was the sole decision to fire Doug, and then also he was the sole decision to hire Nick Sirianni. Like, that's just bull. I mean, was his, did they look to him at all for the hiring of Sirianni? I'm sure a little bit, like any team would their franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. But people, I just, like, and then they say, oh, well, the Eagles told their coaches, you have to go with Carson. He's our guy and blah, blah, blah. They're saying that because we are financially tied to him. There is no possible way to get away from him and have this organization do anything for the next 5 years. So they're going to try and move forward with what we have to do. Mm. And that being said, I agree with what you guys just said, something along the lines of, you know, both Carson and the organization have to work to get this thing back. And to me, the two biggest things for that is, one, a coach that will come in and hold his feet to the fire, you know, hold him accountable and do what DeFilippo and Frank Reich did back when, and this was known. They said it then. DeFilippo came out and said it. He's a stubborn quarterback. I like that quality, but we just have to know how to teach him correctly and get his fundamentals mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. And they did it, and it worked. The other thing is we actually put viable playmakers around him, even though they weren't the greatest that year. That group of guys complemented each other well, and since 2017, it's been horrendous. It's been horrendous. I don't want to hear the people that say, oh, they tried, and Jalen Reagor, and this team's mishaps. Well,
like Justin, they failed in doing it. It's not because they haven't wanted to give. Mm-hmm. They haven't
done a good job of putting weapons around.
They haven't. Right. The Bill, I'm sure the
they
Bills.
They tried to. They just haven't done a good job of it.
I'm sure the Bills didn't want to give up a first-round draft pick to get a wide receiver. The Eagles didn't want to give up a second-round draft pick to get DeAndre Hopkins, right? I'm sure but you know what? The Bills did it, and they were rewarded for it, right?
Man, yeah.
Right? I mean, even I said, well, that's a lot to give up for a – like, no, that wasn't a lot to give up. And so, I mean, so Howie's got to recognize that it is important that you give, especially a guy like Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts. I mean, if it's not Carson Wentz, it's Jalen Hurts. You can't have subpar, you can't have below average wide receivers.
Not if you want to get back to what we watched yesterday, right? Not if you want to get back to playing in that game. You know, in those games yesterday, you're looking at four quarterbacks that played at a high level all season long for the most part. They have tremendous skill position players around them, on all four teams, right? Like, you know, some have better than the other four, but for the most part, their quarterbacks weren't lacking weapons.
The difference that Tyreek Hill makes, that one slant,
yeah,
where he took it to the house. I mean, yeah. There's not a lot of players in the NFL that can make that. I've never seen a player like that, Ike.
No, man.
that size, but also that fast. I mean, what is he running, a 4.1?
Looks like it, yeah.
Holy God.
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
he always looks the fastest on the field.
Holy God. It's unbelievable how great of a player he is. So if Pat Mahomes doesn't have that play, they probably still win the game. But who knows, right? That it changes the complexity of the game. And meanwhile, Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts had Jalen Reagor, who they're trying to make him. They're trying to make that guy the Eagles' weapon. I don't know. Oh, by the way, did you see that Scangarello was the one that wanted that didn't want Justin Jefferson, according to the reports?
What a 1 year for Rich Scangarello.
According to Paul Domowicz, he pushed Howie for said Justin Jefferson is only an inside guy, not an outside.
That's a great idea.
Listen, if I see one more report that throws blame on somebody else, now Scangarello.
Oh, that was Scangarello.
Yeah, now
that
Scangarello. He can't get his plays in the game, but we're letting him tell us about the receivers.
Yeah, guy's been here for 5 minutes, and Howie's taking draft advice from him.
Very interesting that, again, Howie, another report where Howie looks perfect in. Like, oh, it wasn't Howie's fault, Scangarello. As if I wouldn't rip you for listening to Scangarello.
Right, exactly, yes. How about that? That's a criticism right there. Yeah, that's worthy of being criticized.
215-592.
Told y'all to listen to Rick.
Yeah, we don't even know his name. It's Rich Scangarello. Did the Eagles make a mistake by not hiring Josh McDaniels? Well, a guy who deserves a lot of credit for the Eagles Super Bowl sure seems to think so. We'll play you what he said. Coming up next, when do you hear it? When do you hear who it is? Mark Sinnerese, 94 WIP.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.